You know, I've been thinking about there's a saying that you hear pretty often. You guys are probably pretty familiar with it. It says, "We are human beings; we're not human doings."
Yes.
And I wanted to reflect on that for a little bit. And specifically, there's a book by Larry Crabb called Connecting, where he expounds on this idea of us being and the idea of belonging, and how when we talk about belonging, inherent in the word is a longing to be, a longing to be human, to be present, to be connected, to be a part of something larger than ourselves. And there's a quote from the book that I love. He says, you know, people experience the life-changing force of healing relationships when something powerful comes out of one and touches something good in another. When something powerful comes out of one and touches something good in another. And I wanted to give us three ideas for how that happens. What are some key ingredients, if you will, for being a part of a healing community? Number one is learning to delight in others, to delight in who they are and what they bring to the table in the same way that God delights in us. Number two is to actively seek what's good in the heart of the other. Recognize their strengths, their passions, their purposes, what God's called them to. See the good in them. And then finally, engage in their pain. Engage with their pain. Recognize that some of their pain is the result of other people's sin toward them, and some of their pain is the result of their own sinful choices. And so engaging with their pain is having compassion and empathy, but also calling them to something more beautiful, something that God has called them to. And so if we can do that, if we can delight in others, if we can actively seek what's good in them, and then if we can engage with their pain, whether it's pain that's caused by others or their own sinful choices, we can be a healing community that helps others fulfill that longing to be.
I love that, JJ. And, you know, so often we're so self-focused, right? Yeah. We're just looking inward at our own stuff. And we really need to be other-focused as well.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhat easier to engage with someone when something has been inflicted upon them by somebody else. But when it's of their own doing, we might get a little judgy, so to speak.
Oh,
so
right.
How do we get away from that?
We want to pull away.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you get yourself fixed and then I'll re-engage.
Yeah.
We become high and mighty all of a sudden.
That's not what a loving community looks like.
You got yourself in this mess. Nothing I can do about it.